Track 2.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for coming this evening. I've been invited here tonight by the International Student Society to talk a bit about culture shock. For many of you who have recently arrived from your home countries, life here in New Zealand must seem quite strange and different to you in many ways. Because of my work as an anthropologist, I've had the opportunity to work in quite a number of different countries with quite diverse cultures. So I've had my fair share of culture shock and know exactly how you might be feeling at this time. Tonight, I want to talk a bit about my own experiences of culture shock and then go on to give you a few hints on how to minimise the effects. I first left New Zealand when I was only 22. To do some research work on the island of Sumatra in Indonesia. I was interested in learning all about the country and the people, but I was particularly fascinated by the architecture. In the part where I was working, the buildings have beautiful curved roofs that I had never seen before, and I loved them.
Track 3.
Life in Indonesia is very different from life in New Zealand, and at first, I found it very difficult to adjust. The worst thing was looking different to everyone else. I'm about average height in New Zealand, but in Indonesia, I was much taller than most people, and it made me feel very uncomfortable. One of the best things, though, was the food. A change in diet can be one of the biggest problems of moving to a new country. But for me, Indonesia was not difficult from that point of view. I'm very keen on spicy food, and there is an Indonesian chicken curry called rendang that is out of this world. Climate can be another thing that people find it difficult to adjust to. I found working in Egypt very difficult because of the extreme heat. In contrast, living in Finland was hard because during the winter months the days are so short. Where I was in the north, it was only light for about 4 or 5 hours a day in December. By the end, I was pretty good at cross-country skiing, though. Language is often one of the biggest barriers when you're settling into a new country, but I'm quite good at learning them, and this hasn't usually been a problem for me. However, Japan was quite different. I had learnt some spoken Japanese before I went, but I hadn't tried to learn to write. So, initially, I was a bit nervous about going to a country where I couldn't read anything. This did make life a lot more difficult for me. I couldn't read the destinations on buses or menus in restaurants or even road signs. Sometimes it can be very small things that you're not used to that can make you feel the most homesick. For me, in China, it was connected with eating again. I really love Chinese food, but I found it very difficult to eat with chopsticks. I did learn eventually, but I still prefer a fork. One of the best things about my stay in China, though, was the professor I was working with at the university. He was really enthusiastic about his work, and that made my job very satisfying. Okay, well, enough about my experience. Having mentioned some of the problems I faced, I want to look a bit more generally at how you can adapt to culture shock. So first of all, I advise...